In terms of the finances, that $1+ billion that went back to Iran, it was not American money in the sense that that was money Iran had paid for weapons purchases, which we declined to send to them after the revolution. So they had paid that money to the United States for something that wasn't delivered. In this case, the vice president, I think, will be correct that there will be not direct funding, but the amount of funds being freed up, according to the MOU, once an agreement is reached, makes $1 billion pale in comparison. Much, much more funding. And secondly, there is also the commitment to the $300 billion, somewhat undefined, reconstruction fund, which was never part of the agreement in 2015. So I really just don't understand any of those statements. They conflict, in my view, with the reality.